Sure, guys. What is the mechlas and roim? The daf the mouth of beis the gabi teni vandav mitochasunu mats over a puppet. Said, what is the machlokes and roim on the mouth of beis the gabi teni vandav mitochasunu mats over a puppet? Gemara says the feirish itmar. They were brought in front of them teni vandav mitochasunu. Rav Huna says on these figs and grapes. You need a bracha lefneim and bracha achreim. You need a bracha lefneim and not a bracha achreim. So too Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna Rav Nachman said the bracha rishon. You don't need a bracha achrona. Comes along Rav Sheshus and says no. Rav Sheshus he says you need a bracha lefneim and a bracha achreim. He says the only thing that in the Allah, the only thing we find is possible of a kistin that requires a bracha rishon and no bracha achrona. That's the statement of Rav Sheshus. And then there is the sheet of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya holds, Poshib Shadi argues on both, and he claims that you don't need any bracha. You don't need a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona. Pas takes care of everything, all foods, Yayin takes care of all mashkin. So what emerges is three sheetas. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman require a bracha lifneim velo lachreim. Rav Sheshus requires a bracha lifneim and a bracha achreim. And Rav Chiya says nothing. You don't need a bracha rishon or a bracha achrona. Comes along Rav Papa, Zok Rav Papa, and Rav Papa writes Hilchasu. The maskana of Rav Papa Poshepshad is like Rav Sheshus that Antenim Va'anavim Tochasuda require a bracha bein lifneim, bein lachreim. Because he said, for my boy, machmas asuda b'toch asuda, don't require a bracha lefneim lachreim. Shalom machmas asuda b'soch asuda, but they require a bracha vein tunu b'toch achreim. But he said, lachra asuda, which means, you know, dessert, you require a bracha lefneim and a bracha achreim, even if they're brought b'toch suda, as long as you don't use them alaf as a pas. If you read the Gemara like that, comes out the ropope, Poshup Shad is Paskin like who? Rav Sheshus. And that's the way Tosis learns it, that Rav Papa's Paskining like Rav Sheshus, Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? Are we got this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Poshup Shad. That answers number one. Clear? Nate, you with me? That's one. Two. What is Shitas Rashi L'Gvarim Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda? Poshup Shad, what is Shitas Rashi? So Shitas Rashi, to define it, yes. Shitas Rashi is very fascinating, Lamaisa, but Rashi Shita is that it means Dvarim that are Lafa Lahen is a pas. This is how Rashi defines Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. Okay? They are Macholim that are Tfelim Lapas. Okay? And they are potter, they are the foods that are potter from Bracha Rishona. Other foods that come to Laspia are not Tfein Lepas, and those are classified as Dvarim Aboyim Desuda Shalom Achmas Asuda, which would be Chayiv in a Bracha Rishona. This is Shitas Rashi. The Rashi's quote in the Machzor Vitri, in the Sefer HaPardes, the Rabbeinu Yonah Luniel, the Rabbeinu Manoach. This is all the way they present Rashi. Please get it. That Shitas Rashi, relish, avocado dip, guacamole, is considered to be the definition of Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. Okay? That answers number two. Three, what is Shitas Taisa Rosh? The Gabi Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. Comes along Taisvas, comes along Rashba, Rosh, Ritva, they're all Cholik and Rashi. And they disagree and they say that Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda is a tafshul, a basar that are done haspia. That's what Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. Not things that are lafis behenis apas, but things that are what? That are considered to be, you know, entrees. Yeah. Things that are tafshul, a basar, aboyim lasbia. Those are things that are Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. That answers number what? Number three. Four. What is the Shita Lamaisa of the Rashba? Okay? The Rashba. The Rashba writes the following. Please get it. The Rashba writes that there are two dinim l'maisa. There are shnei dinim oskim b'din tvarim u'peir shabo asuda. There are things that are aboy machmas asuda. There are fruits that are ragil to be eaten with pas. There are certain fruits that are ragil to be eaten with pas. Those are pata from a bracha rishona. And then there are dvarim abayim shalo machmas asuda, which are perish that are not eaten with bread. And those are chayiv in a bracha rishona. This is the shita of the Rashba. Tosfos, the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, as I said, say it means things that are what? Basar dogim, meaning tavshilim, entrees. Entrees.
What's an example of when the Rashba says machmas asuda is not a day?
You know, it's hard to say, Nate, but we said, let's say in certain communities, if melon is eaten with bread, let's say you would eat melon with the bread. Peiros that are eaten with the bread. Let's say melon was eaten with the bread. Mm-hmm. Say in a certain community, it's considered to be like. See, the third question, when I said, Shita Zatayz Darosh, those are more like entrees, right? Like basar, dagim. You know, things that are shalom achmas asud are things that are not coming let's solve, like fruit, like tamarim v'rimonim v'shar peiros. But within number four, which is the Rash B'shita, it is peiros, but there are certain peiros that are eaten with bread. Let's say there's certain communities they eat the nectarines with bread. And then he says, that tamarim avoy machmas asud, tamarim shalom achmas asud are the standard fruit which are normally not eaten with bread. Fine. That's number four. And number five, what is the sheet of the Sefer Achinuch and the Chiddush Ra'ah and the Ritva for that matter? So the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah's Tuf Lamed, Chiddush Ra'ah and the Ritva. What did you say? Oh, so they claim, Lamaisa, please get it, we're dealing with Perish Abol Basuda, but Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda, our Perish are eaten L'Shem Sova. There are some fruit that are eaten to fill you up. People that are vegetarians will tell you which fruit they eat to fill them up. And that's what it means, Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. Even though they're not eating the pot. So like a fruit entree. The fruit entree fruits are considered Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. But Dvarim Aboy Shalok Machmas Asuda are the perish l'shem tanuk. Not the entree fruits. The tanuk fruits, we'll call them. The tanuk fruits. That answers number five. Okay, six. Let's go. What lamaisa lefi Rashi ma'ashlosha dinin sherov popet. Okay, lefi Rashi ma'ashlosha dinin sherov popet. And we know lamaisa rov popet. We know rov popet's din lamaisa. Okay, rov popet lamaisa pointed out this halacha, so let's get it, Lamaisa. What exactly Rashi claims are the three dinim, Lamaisa? Okay? The three dinim we want to say for what? For Rashi. What are the three dinim? You with me? Here we go. Lefi Rashi. Rashi says that Rav Papa said, number one, dvarim that are eaten with pas are pata from a bracha bein lifneim bein lachreim. Okay? Things that are eaten with pas are pata, both bracha rishon and bracha achronim. This is the first din of Rav Papa. Hilchos dvarim abayim machmas asuda b'toich asuda. Number two din of Rav Papa, lefi Rashi. Dvarim shabayim l'soiva, entree food, but they're not eaten with pas. What's that din? They're chayiv bebracha rishoyna, but pata from bracha achrona, because birkas hamazon covers. They're pata, they're chayiv in bracha rishoyna, and pata from bracha achrona. That is the shita, the second level of Rav Papa. Okay? And that is the second level of Rav Papa, according to Rashi. Remember we said it was kind of hidden. And number three,
when it says dinim, you're talking about three stages?
Three levels. Levels of Rav Papa. Levels of Rav Papa. Rashi put it in between the lines. Because if you look in the Pashup Shad and Gemara, it just said, Dvarim Boy Machmas Asuda. It says Besoch Asuda, and then it says what? Then it says bless you. Shalom Achmas Asuda, right? And then it said Betoch Asuda, right? So the way Rashi built it up, there were three levels, okay? So again, the first level is things are eaten with pas, our patur of bracha rishona bracha achrona. Second level, you with me? Dvarim that are boim lesova are not what? They're not eaten with bread. You're chayv in a bracha rishona, you're patur in a bracha achrona. And number three is what? Things that are not eaten at all with the suda. What's that then? That's before benching. You're chayv in bracha rishona and bracha achrona. And we said that din applies even if you eat them to talk the suda, they would require a bracha rishon and bracha achrona. So get those three dinim in Rashi. They're hard to figure out, but we worked it out. Bracha shum siyata deshmaya. And that's how Rashi touches up that there are three dinim. So you can miss it if you read it one too fast, the Rashi. Comes along Taisus. You with me? That was number six. Seven. Lefi Taisus ech mevinin divar apapa. You with me? With Taisus, it goes like this. You ready? Yeah, the first one is, Korav Papa is dealing with machalim that are eaten betoch the suda. So if they are coming for entrees, then what? They don't require a bracha at all. If they're coming letanu, they require a bracha lifneim and no bracha achreim.
That's the second one.
Right, and the concluding words of Rav Papa is that foods that come after the suda, after you move your hands from the bread, right? Those require a bracha lifneim bein lachreim. So I'm going to get it again. There are three levels according to Tosfos also. But the third level is after you removed your hand from the bread. You require a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. You want me to repeat the three levels according to Tosfos? You got it, Shmuel? Let's repeat it one more time. If they're coming lasbia, you don't even require a bracha at all. Dealing with foods or toch the suda. You don't require a bracha rishon and bracha achrona. Bracha achrona at all. If you're dealing with things of latanug, you require a bracha rishon and no bracha achrona. If you're dealing with the window after they remove their hands from the pas, then you require a bracha rishon and bracha achrona. And if for some odd reason you ate those foods that are in that window, tocha suda, you'd also require a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. You would also require a bracha rishon and bracha achrona in the middle of the suda for them. Okay. That answers number what? Number seven. Eight. Lefila Rosh Yosef, Mahashlosh, Machlokasim Hilchatim, Hilchosios, Bein Rashi with Taisus. There's three halachic machlokasim that Prima Gunam Ponabit in Rashi says. You must know them. Number one, according to Rashi, I want you guys to chadar this chlor tonight, Lamais, or in the afternoon. You get this Amud chlor. I want an Amud chlor, Lamais. Lefi Rashi, Rav Papa is passing like who? Rav Sheshes, that the Paris are what? That the Paris are what? Besoch Asuda require a bracha lifneim bein lachreim. Get that down. Okay, I made a mistake earlier in Shir. I think I made a mistake. Tosos holds that he's possibly Rav Huna or Rav Nachman. I made a mistake. I quoted Tosos earlier. Again, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosos. Who is Rav Papa holding like? According to Rashi, Rav Papa's possibly Rav Sheshes. That the Paris and the Suda require a bracha bein lifneim bein lachreim. That's what the Prima Gadim says according to Rashi. That Rav Papa is passing like Rav Sheshes. According to Tosfos, though, he's passing like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, that you only require a bracha lifneim. By mistake, I said earlier in Shir that Tosfos said that Rav Papa held like Rav Sheshes. That's not true. Rashi said he held like Rav Sheshes. Tosfos says he holds like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, that you only require a bracha what lifneim. You got that? That's number one. Usher, you got it? Who does Rav Papa Paskin like? According to Rashi, Rav Sheshes, according to Tosfos? Exactly. You only say a bracha lifneim, lachreim. Excellent. Number two, second machlekes. If you eat porridge or basar v'dagim mitoch asuda, you eat porridge, basar v'dagim mitoch asuda, according to Rashi, what do? You say a bracha rishon on them. Because those are dvarim aboyim betoch asuda shelo machmas asuda. Remember entrees. According to Rashi, it's not avocado. So according to Rashi, you're going to require a bracha what? You're going to require a bracha rishon on them. According to Tosfos, ridiculous. That's classical dvarim aboyim betoch asuda machmas asuda. No bracha on them at all before bracha rishon or bracha achrona.
This is all part of question number seven.
This is all eight. Yes. And number three. Shmuel, you got this?
Yeah.
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
Number three. What's the third level they argue on? What happens if you eat, and we said people can miss this. What happens if you eat porridge, basar v'dagim, after the suda, but before benching? According to Rashi, there's no bracha achrona. Because it's throwing my boy besoch asuda shalom machmas asuda. According to Tosis, there is a bracha achrona, because why? It's in this window of what? Dvarim aboim lachra suda. So according to Tosis, you require not only a bracha rishona, also a bracha achrona. According to Rashi, all you'll require is a what? Bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Okay? We got that? Is that clear? You will require a bracha rishona though, according to Rashi. Okay. That answers number what? Eight. We said you could miss that, but that's what Rashi says beferish. That window, Lamaisa, that window is going to require a bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Okay. That answers number eight. Nine. What are the three shittas in Rishonim of what the definition of pasul b'kissin is? Plain and simple. Let's go. What is the definition of pasul b'kissin? Tosfos, Lamaisa, let's go. What are the definitions of pasul b'kissin? First is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, number one, pasta that is made like a pocket, full of sugar and almonds and nuts and all the goodies. Right? They eat in restaurants. Kistin is the lashon of a pocket. Yes? That's number one shita. Number two, the aruch b'shem Rav Haigon. Crackers. Pas, you make what? You make them dry and you chew on them. It says in Yehoshua, Perek Tes Lachem, Cholechem Tzedek Yavish Hayin Nekudim. What does it say in Targum in Yehoshua? Cholechem Tzedek Zodin Yavish Havei Kistin. The second sheet is crackers. And number three is the Rambam. Rambam, Perek Yimol Lachates, it means dough that was kneaded with honey or oil or milk, and you put in different spices and you bake it. It's like a cake, Lamaisa.
That's the Rambam,
Maimonides. That's the cake. So it's basically what? It's a pie, Lamaisa. A pie, crackers, or cake. Okay? Cake or cookies, however you want to say the last third one. Third one would be cake and cookies. Okay, but it's either pie, Lamaisa. Now, we discussed about the pasul b'kissin with pizza. Because pizza, Lamaisa, when you do bake it, it has that stuff in it, Lamaisa. Okay, but those are the three shittas. You got it? Again, Rabbeinu Chananel, it is what? The pocket of what? Like the pie? With the sugar, the nuts in it, everything in it. Number two is the Aruch, who says what? Crackers. And number three is the Rambam, that says cake. Because the dough is baked together with the honey and oil, cake and cookies. Okay. That answers number what? Number nine. Ten. What was the whole mahalach we had regarding Rashi? What is Rashi's sheet of pasul b'kissin? Fascinating. Does he hold like one of those three? So he said, get out your dissection glasses. Get out your dissection glasses. What do I mean to say, get out your dissection glasses? In Rashi, Rashi did say the word klaios, right? So Lamaisa, Rashi does say kistin is klayis, but they're eaten with the bread, we said. The issue is that Rashi says, nilusha im tavlin. That word, nilusha im tavlin, that phrase, you get the impression Rashi holds like the Rambam. Okay? And that's what the Bir Agra seems to say as well. In Orachaim Simon Kufsa Mechesekon Chav Gimel, that Rashi's definition is like the Rambam. Okay? Fine. Comes along the Taz and says, not fine. The Taz says that Rashi also Rabbeinu Chananel, that it means like the Kis. That's a Kis Mali Beklaios. And he says, even if the Pas itself is not needed with Tavlin, it's not considered to be a problem. So you got a machloikis, the Gon and the Taz. The Gon Lomaisa, and we saw that was the Pashu Sharashi in the Ushulim Tav, it seems to be like the Rambam. Taz holds that Rashi Lomaisa is like what? Rabbeinu Chananel. And we said if you look in Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, it seems like Rashi is not like the Rabbeinu Chananel at all. Lomaisa, the way he presents it, and it seems from the Meiri also that Rashi is not like Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay? But I want you to get that. They seem to say against the Taz. Yeah, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and the Meiri, the way they present Rashi is that Rashi is not like Rabbeinu Chananel, against the Taz. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, that answers number what? That answers number 10. 11. What? Because remember that word. Rashi did say Tavlin. You saw it, right? You guys saw it this morning, right? Well, it wasn't the Lashon of Rashi that he says Nilushim Tavlin? What'd you say? He said Vivin Pasan Shalom Tavlin, yeah. He didn't say Kisto, you know. He didn't say Kisto, Nate. You know what I mean? So that's the shot. Alright. That answers number one with a different sheet. I want you to get it. That's number what? 10. 11. What did Tosa ask on Rashi the Gabi Pasan of the Kisten? Give the two kashas. Number one, the Gemara said Pasa Bakistan is the category where there's a bracha shona, no bracha achrona. But no bracha achrona means no alamichia, but you would say brena fashos, similar to millet, similar to rice and millet. Now, Rashi seems to say, and I want you to get this, that this is talking about even if you ate it outside of Birkas HaMazon. Even if you ate it outside of a meal of Birkas HaMazon, what would you do? You'd say a bracha rishona and no bracha achrona. Correct. Comes along, Tais says, I have a problem with this in twofold. Number one, Tos Namaskal Ella. Tos says, number one, I have a kasha that we have a kav koshi yeshbo. As long as you have some zonos of chamesh min in there, to make it a bracha achrona or a bracha asma in sholosh. That's number one kasha. The kasha is it's koshi yeshbo. How can you tell me it's a brenner fashas? Salamichia. Right? Koshi yeshbo. Sarach levarach brach achas mein sholos. How do you tell me you don't say anything? You see a brenner fashas on it? That's number one. We point out at that time, though, that the Gemara later on, the Tzlach says, the Gemara only has alamichia later on in Mem Dalid. The Gabi what? The Gabi Kosha what? Not Kosha Yeshbo, but what? The other one. What's it called? Kosha who? Right? Kosha who, yeah. Only in Mem Dalit, the Spock says. Yeah, it only says Kosha who. It doesn't say anything about Kosha Yesh. Right? So Lomaisa, that was the Tzlach Sa'ara. But the first catch is that what do you mean it's a brand of Fosh? Number two. Why would it say, why does it only say Kisnan? It should say what? It should say Pasa Baba Kisnan as well. Those are the two kashas of Rashi. It's not the only thing in the world that's a Mizonos and not Brand Fossils. There's Oris and you know, and Millet.
The same kashas that are looking at the Brother of Mark are actually
evil. Exactly. Well said. Correct. That's the second kasha. That's the second kasha. Number one is the din he thought was wrong. Number two is, why isn't that mentioned there?
We have.
Okay.
We had answers
with
that too.
We did have answers, but I didn't give them to you. Yes. Do you have the answers there? Maybe we'll do them tomorrow. Okay? We'll see. But let's stick to what we have today, okay? Those are the two kashas we have on what? We have on Rashi. That's 11, 12. What's the sheet that's atayis legavi matai agmor omer pasa babakistan? Toys argues on Rashi and says we're talking about what? Toch the Suda before Birkas HaMazon. And Pasa Lekisna's unique thing, they're eating before benching. And therefore what? It does not require a Bracha Achrona because Birkas HaMazon is going to potter. Even according to Rav Sheshes, who holds it to Davar Mu'ad, even according to Rav Sheshes. Okay? Can remember Rav Sheshes was the one who says what? What was Rav Sheshes? You guys remember? He said he needed a bracha rishona, bracha achrona. But here it'll be moded that what? This will not require its own bracha achrona. Okay? So it comes out that you're going to need a bracha achrona, bracha achsma in sholosh. And that's the reason why it didn't mention pasva oris, because why? Even if it's not a suda, right, you don't need to say bracha achas in sholosh at all. So it makes a lot of sense that what? In that same place, it's lokaim like Rav Sheshes. We hold like that was the Taisa we said, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, right? Din halacha ki yachid makom rabim. So Rav Sheshes loses out to who? Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. But Taisa argues and says when the Gemara said pasav b'kisna, it was not talked to Suda, it was after Birkas HaMazon. And therefore, if it was after Birkas HaMazon, right? That's the way Taisa learns it. Yes? You're talking about Lamaisa. No. What does Taisa learn? Rashi's talking when? After Birkas HaMazon. I flipped it. Tois is talking about Toch Birkas HaMazon, Toch the Suda, and therefore, Pasav HaVakisnin, Lamaisa, doesn't need a Bracha Achrona because the benching potters it. Okay, please get that. You got that? That's what Tois says the sheet is. And remember we said you can never be a hypocrite. So Tois asked two kash on Rashi. Why are those kashas not difficult on Rashi? So number one is that what? What's number one? What were the two kashas? Number one is what? Kol sheyesh bo lamaisa. That's not a problem because why only is why you're in your bracha achrona is because you're in the middle of a meal. Yes? And what about number two? Oris v'dolkin is wrong because it requires what? Even without a suda, you don't need a bracha achas main sholosh. Therefore, it doesn't mention pas oris v'dolkin because even without a suda, it doesn't need bracha achas main sholosh. Right? Even below Suda Nami ain't Srikhan Brachas and Sholz. You never need Brachas and Sholz by what? By the rice. So you never need that. So that's the Chiddush of what? That's the Chiddush of Taisus. Okay. We got that? What is the. That's 12. What is the Brachach Rona? The Gabi Pasav the Kiss in the Firashi. Give the whole Mahalach. Oh. So we said. Lamaisa, what's the story according to Rashi? The guy bracha achrona for pasav b'kisna. So we said the pashup shot in Rashi was, we thought it was a big chiddush, but if you look in Rashi Membezim and Alf Dirmasko Rav, seems to be you don't say a bracha achrona at all on pasav b'kisna at all. Now pas or is obviously going to say a brain of fashos. Rashi said, right? Rashi says in Laman Zayim and Alf, you need a brain of fashos. And therefore, the Shulta Giburim says in the Pnei Yoshua that Rashi meant when he said Pasav HaBakisnin, he meant to say, you say a bracha brain of fashos. Please get it. That's what the Pnei Yoshua and the Shulta Giburim said that you're going to say what? A brain of fashos. Not Chas V'Shalom that you don't say any bracha brain. Of course, you're going to have to say what? Of course, you're going to have to say a brain of fashos. This is the sheet of who? Shulta Giburim and the Pnei Yoshua. Comes along with Tzlach. Please get this. And the Tzlach says that on the spices you need a bread of fashos. When Rashi meant lo klum, he meant it. Yes, he did say bread of fashos. He meant it. Because you know what he meant? Legabi the chelik adagan, you don't say a bracha at all. It's not shy to say bread of fashos on the chelik adagan. The only thing would be a problem is al-michin. You can't say al-michin here. Okay? You can't say al-michin here. So therefore it comes out Rashi meant what he meant. Yes? Rashi meant what he meant. So, that's one shot I want you to get. Now, the Merume Sadeh says, Rashi says you don't say a bracha at all, because you're not eating from the Dagan or other minim. A Gezayis Patechilis Pras. And therefore, the two minim are not going to start the sheer bracha. That's what Talmid Rabban Yonah says, trying to rift to as well. So, according to this, amazing shot, unless the Rube Tzonis says, you don't say a bracha achrona at all on it, because you're not eating from the Ganan and Shar Minim, enough Kinei Achilas Pras. You know what Kinei Achilas Pras is? The amount of time, let's say 4 minutes or 9 minutes, Shmuel, you with me? 4 minutes or 9 minutes, in order to eat in that Zman, in order to require a bracha achrona. But you can't starve them together, he says, and each one didn't have enough to eat, so therefore that's why you don't have a bracha achrona. So to summarize this one, believe it or not, it could very well be Rashi meant what he meant. That there is no bracha achrona, possibly, at all in the Pasav HaBakisnin. Okay, when he came to Oriz, you see a brain of fashos. How could that be? So, first of all, the Shulchan Gemurim and the Pnei Yehoshua say he meant brain of fashos. Can't be, you don't have any bracha from. But the Slach said he meant what he meant. Because on the Tavlin say brain of fashos, but on the Chelika Dagan, you didn't eat enough. So it's not shaykh to say what brain of fashos. And the Merum Etzad and the Tziv actually points out that if you don't say a bracha achron at all because you don't have a shear from the dagan or the shear minim enough like zayis bechleichlis pras. You have, in the Ravin Yonah, you have to have that shear in order to what? You have to have that shear in order to say a bracha achron. And you didn't have each one. Didn't I want to be mitzarf them together? You can't be mitzarf them together, says the Tziv. You cannot. Okay, that answers which one? That answers 13. Let's go, guys. 14. Fool, let's go. You got me? Yeah, I know you're tired. You stayed up all night again?
No.
Okay, 14. Let's go. What's the story with Reb Chiya? Reb Chiya, was he a Tana? Was he an Amira? Who's Reb Chiya? He's the one that says, a plegat Reb Chiya. Now, as far as I know, the Kesef Mishnah writes in Nichols Mamre, and Perek Beis Alach Alf, an Amira cannot argue in a Tana. They're macabre themselves. All these three shitas, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Shesh, they're all Amorai. What do you mean, Pligat Reb Chiya? They have the wherewithal to argue on a Tana Reb Chiya? What's going on here? They're makabel themselves not to. So Reb Chiya lived at the end of the period of Tanoim. He lived at the very end of the period of Tanoim. And the beginning of the period of the Amorai. And believe it or not, the Gemara says about Metzina, and Av Metz, he had the status of a Tana Upolik. Okay? Meaning he was a Tana that could argue another Tanoim. But that doesn't mean that other Amoroim could argue on him. You follow me? Regular Amoroim cannot argue on Tanoim. But he had the ability to argue even on a Tana. Like Gemara says, Rav Tana Upolik. Gemara says about Metzina, and Av Metz, that Rav Chiya Tana Upolik. So it's interesting. Rashi in Nida.
That doesn't allow Amorim to argue.
Sure. Who?
How does that allow, that statement allows Amorim to argue on Shia? Because he was a Tana, or because he was a Gemara, or he was a Tana?
He has the ability, he himself has the ability to argue in Tanoim. Right?
They're not the Tanoim, he's a Tana.
Right. So what's going on?
Right.
We said that it can't be Lamaisa. So what's the pshat? So you have to say, right, if he had a status of a Tana, he could argue another Tanoim. So Rashi says over there in Nida that when it says Reb Chiya in the Lashon of Amira, Amar Reb Chiya, not Tani Reb Chiya, when it says Amar, it means that he's exactly like the Amoraim. And the Amoraim in our sugya could argue on Reb Chiya. Because when he says in the words of Amar, he's speaking like the Amoraim. So then the Amoraim can take him on. This is what the Yad Malachi writes. I want you to get that. The Yad Malachi, one of the greatest form, great Gadol Achrayim. So when he says the Lashon of Amar, he's acting like an Amar and the other Tanoim could argue on. Okay? The other Amoraim could argue on. This is what the Yad Malachi wants to tie in. It's a beautiful Chiddush. Lamaisa. It's a beautiful Kiddush. But I want you to get this because the bottom line is Rav Shechter told us that an Amora was makabel not to argue on a Tana based on intuition. But if he knew 100% that he was wrong, he could argue on a Tana. You got that? Rav and Reb Chiya are the only Amora who can argue on Tanoim with just intuition. Okay, a Pesach has the ability, intuition, the Paskin says the Ramah. So the Amoraim only Kabbalah with an intuition, we can't argue on that Tana. But if they're 100% certain who they are, they can't argue. Rabban points out like 11 cases. But Bakama that the Amoraim argue on Tanoi. That's where they have certitude. So what does it mean, Rav Tana Poli, Reb Chiya Tana Poli? They were the only Amoraim could argue on a Tana with what? With the intuition. You got that? That's how Reb Chaim answered up Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan said, Rav Reb Yochanan Aloch Kehu. But it only says Rav Tana Paul. It doesn't say Rav Tana Paul. What's the answer? All it means is that Rav Tana Paul is with an intuition argument on Tana. But if they're face off against one another with certitude, maybe Rav Yochanan wins. And that's exactly what happens. You follow me? Okay. Unbelievable. That's what we're assuming. You're making an assumption on that when the rabbi and Yochanan argue, they're arguing with you know, certitudes. How do you know they're not arguing with intuition? You know what I'm saying? That's an assumption I think Rabbi Chanan's making. I think so when he's answering Rabbi Chaim's kasha. We got this? You understand what I'm saying? You're setting up the machlokes Rabbi and Yochanan as being what? Machlokes of certitude. How do you know they're not arguing with intuition? Okay. Fine. What number are we up to? That's 15. So what are the 2 days when you're showing them how to learn up Rabbi Chiya? Let's go. The 2 days when you're showing them how to learn up Rabbi Chiya. What do I mean there's 2 days when you're showing them how to learn up Rabbi Chiya? Yeah, because what did it say, Rabbi Chiya? Pligid Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, pot is everything, yayin pot is everything. So I want you to get this. Okay? The Poshup Shad in the Gemara is that Rabbi Chiya says, pot is everything, even machalim that are low machamas asudim. Therefore, he cannot jive with Rav Huna. He's against Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, who all said that grapes, figs and grapes, came betok asudo, and that's the way Tosis learns as well. Yes? That Rav Papa is cholek and Rav Chiya. So it's mashmo, I want you to get this, it's mashmo from all these, from Tosisim, Lamaisa, and the Ra, the Ritva, that Rav Chiya potters even what? Food that is not machmas asudo. It's a sweeping ptur. Pas patters everything, sweeping, okay. Even things below machmas asuda. However, the Dibri Heshkol Hilchos Suda Simidas Shem Shirim Rav Haigon says no. The Rav Chiya is only Ozik Dafke Bedvarim Boy Machmas Asuda. That's a bit chiddush, okay. That's a bit chiddush. What'd you say? Yeah. But it's limiting the scope of Rav Chiya. It's only Dibri Dvarim Dafke Bedvarim Boy Machmas Asuda. So then you won't have this sweeping machloikis. You follow me?
Yeah.
You won't have this sweeping machloikis, lemaisa. You know, it's going to be much, much more limited. Because if you're going to say the Rav Chiya, maybe, what is, if you hold his only talking about dvarim boy machmas suda, well, lemaisa, if he's only holding on those types of things, well, the previous Amoraim did agree in certain situations that dvarim boy machmas suda doesn't need a what? Doesn't need a bracha, right? I mean, how does he learn that Gemara? It's Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda, right? Is it Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda? Remember we had this Machlaikis? Dvarim Aboy Shalom Machmas Asuda? You know what I'm saying? That's what we were bothered by. According to Rav Haigon, according to Efka, how did you read the Gemara? What's the Machlaikis? Oh, Shkoyach, Pligi Reb Chiya, because he patas Komini Mecha. That's only in Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. No? So what's the great shakes? What, the other Amoraim didn't agree with that? The other Amoraim didn't agree with that? Lamaisa? What do you say to that? You know what I mean? If you learn like who? If you learn like the Sefer Eshkol B'Shem Rav Haigon, how did he learn the Gemara? Seems very difficult.
That's why he said only within Tosfos, I think.
I couldn't hear you.
And that's why he said that Sefer Eshkol could only be within Tosfos, in that way, because that's what Tosfos defines as.
How would you flesh that out?
I don't remember exactly. I just remember saying that.
I don't know. I'm thinking now that it's very difficult to learn like this. If you learn like that, Rav Chiya is also Dafke V'Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. I don't know. Let's think about it more. I don't know how we learned the Gemara. We really should look up that Sefer Nachal Eshkol. You know how we learned about the heaven in the computer? We'll have to look. Lean at it. No. We're going to have to do it. We'll have to look for it. No, it's worth it, but we'll have to see. Yeah, I mean, if he's talking about Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda, didn't the previous sheetahs also say that, you know, that it potters it up? Didn't they also, other sheetahs say that as well? All right, we'll have to see. The kasha. Okay, what answer is that? That's number 15. 16. What's the machlokas in the poskim? The Eza Ofen Rav Chiya holds Birkas HaPas Patas other foods. Please get it. Okay? There's a tremendous chiddush. There's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush this din. Which case is Rav Chiya hold that Patas other food? So the Mogen Avraham says, even if you only eat a little bit of the bread and don't kovei a suda. It's like magic in a sense. Bread is magic. You know, a little bit of magic L'mayseh potters everything. Mogen Avraham, yes. Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin Sifkot Na'alef. The Sefer Eshkol is Amud 44 Os Dalet. It's in the Nachal Eshkol. There's a Sefer called the Nachal Eshkol that is Masbir what he says. Amud 44 Os Dalet. You have Os Dalet? Okay, we'll have to see, L'mayseh. You don't have it? Say for Nachal Eshkol. But please get this down. I want it to be to track you. Okay? Yeah? Go ahead. Why don't you, thank you very much. Is it a long piece?
No.
Where are you? I'm going to pause with this. I'm going to feel the mic. Look at me. The Feast of Osun, the Otok Asudu, Machmas Asudu. Aval Taisis, Avagav, the Sri, the Peris Zeh. Come on, come on, the Rav Chia Moses of the field of Shlomachasu. May not love to Rav Chia, Alec or Papa. Come on, come on, Chia Sham, Potomomas, and a love again. I don't know, he doesn't start love with Chia Moses. He's not Masbred. Yeah, I mean, if you hold that pass is Poteris Komini Michael. Well, I'll tell you what he says. He says, "Afilu zaysim anavim the bracha, tzarach lukul l'fizay bo v'tok asude, v'machas asude." In other words, I think what he's trying to say is the following: that in Reb Chiya's eyes, if you made olive your entree, you follow me, or grapes your entree, Reb Chiya says, "Don't worry about it; I don't need a bracha." Whereas the other Amorai would say, "You would need a bracha."
Because
the nature of their foods are never really entrees.
It's a category.
Exactly. Correct. That's what I think he's saying. That's what he's saying. But it's very constricted machlokas. You know? That's the way you're going to have to say it. But big yashar koyach to you for finding it. But that's what I believe he's saying. He's saying if you use zeisim and as your entree, Reb Chiya said, don't worry about it. You don't need a bracha shel bracha chrono. Oh yeah? The other Amoraim says, it's not true. You do need it. L'mayseh. You're going to need it, L'mayseh, because who in their right mind uses it as an entree? Okay, very good. Excellent. Please get that down. That's how we want to answer up how Rav Hai is going to read the Gemara. Excellent. Very good, man. Okay. We're up to number what? 16, I think. No? Yes. No, we're up to 15. 15, yes. The Magen Avraham, Benj, you with us. You know what happened? We missed it. Really, where have you been?
Somewhere else.
It's a good answer. It's not Sheker. He doesn't lie, this man. He does not lie. He's a man, he says, somewhere else. A good answer. But you know that you're subject, if you're coming in this year, you know you're subject to what? Tochacha, right?
Yeah.
You know that. You know you're subject to it. Interesting. Remember I told you the Kenyan and Ovis? One of the 48 kingdoms, Oevis at Tochachas. That's unbelievable. Who loves criticism? It's one thing to Makabal Tochach, but to Oevis at Tochacha? Well, if you want the right thing, you should get it. You should love it. If the Tochacha is going to guide you in the right way, then you should love it. I'm not saying it's easy. Very hard. Very, very hard. But it's great to see it nonetheless, Bench. Always. Okay. A man of Emes. He was somewhere else. A Gavaltic answer. Okay, right there. Says the Magen Avraham, Kuf Ayin Zayin Sifkot Na'alef. No, 15, 15. I think so, no? No, we did 15. 16. The Magen Avraham says the following, Kuf Ayin Zayin, he says, according to Reb Chiya, pas patas, all types of foods, even if you eat a little bit of bread. You know these guys, they just eat a little bit of bread, you know, in the basket next to the washing thing? Come on. But he says, that's enough to what? Come on, be a man. Have a roll. Have a piece of bread. No, I don't. No, a little bit. No, I don't think so, L'mayseh. We did? Well, we'll see. What'd you say? Yeah. He was fakir, L'mayseh. You want to make sure? Good for him. For him. Unbelievable. You mean he was at a restaurant? Wow. He ate the whole thing. Okay, good. Then he had nothing room to eat anything else, no? Okay. So according to the Magen Avraham, says if you eat a little bit of it, in an Akavei Asuda, it's good. Interesting. comes along the Chai Adam, Klal Nun Hei Nish Besorim Tzikonav, he says, forget about it. He says, Reb Chiya is talking about where you're Kovei Asuda. And he's Cholik with the other Amoraim, Eina Boi Machmas Apas. Okay? The other Amoraim say, if it's not Machmas Apas, then you need a Bracha. He says, Lo Machmas Asuda. Reb Chiya says, no, it partners it no matter what. So it's a big machloik is what the scope of Reb Chiya is. Magnum says, only if you have, even if you have bread a little bit, not Kovei Asuda. No! Says who? Says the Chai Adam. Talking about a Chai Adam, talking about your Kovei Asuda. Fine. How do we paskin? It's a good question. A lot of guys do hold like the Magen Avraham, but we should try not to. We should try to even get in the Yotze Chayav. Tell a guy to eat the whole bread like a mensch.
You can't say Anas HaDadam if paskin is
like a Kebeya. Can't say it with a bracha, remember?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know, what do you... You need to have two pieces of bread and say a bracha until this diet. Marker for the sandwich, we said, remember?
And
we said it's...
Over Pesach, I did not say Anas HaDadam a lot.
Really?
Because I wasn't...
You ate less than a Kazayas? Really, really. Okay, how did it go with the Seder? Were you able to do it? Matzliah for the Seder? With the matzahs? Yeah? Okay,
good.
Okay, good. We have to remember we said how many kazaysim we had to have. We had to have 2.5 kazaysim. You had to have more than that. We had to have 2 kazaysim for the motzi matzah, 1 for korech, that's 3, and then 2 more for afikoman, that's 5 kazaysim. And on a machine bake, that's at least 3/4. What's 5? What's 5.5? What's 5 times 3/4? I don't know. Usher, what's 5 times 3/4? 5 times 0.75. What?
Almost 4.
You got to eat like 4 sheets. 4 sheets, no? Did you guys have hand or machine? I had machine. Yeah, both. I had machine shmuru. 3.75. That's a lot of matzah you need to eat. Remember I told you, Shulchan Aruch, I didn't eat much because you fill up. Second Seder. How are your guys' second Seder? I find second Seder hard. Why was it Shvach? Everyone was tired, it was late. No one wanted to have Seif Shatim. It's hard. Next year I decided with my wife we have to come up with assign people things to do second Seder. Oh, so it's easy for you.
It's a
whole
different Seder.
Gotcha.
So interesting.
How about you guys? Second
time. My little cousin stole the opportunity for it.
Uh-huh. For the second Seder. How about you, Benj?
No,
it's good. It's good, yeah. I'm not saying it was bad. It's just, you know, it's just you got to come up with something. But Shmuel, authentic. Shmuel saying it wasn't good. Yeah.
All second days are
good. No, same thing.
It's tearful.
What, the second days of last 7th and 8th day? No.
Great.
Oh, you mean all Yom Tov Sheni? You're just trying to say you want to make Aliyah, right? What's my brother's answer to that second Seder? Make Aliyah, right? Yes.
My aunt eats agate and korich every night, every dinner for all the days of Pesach.
Why is that?
Because she likes it.
What do you mean? She makes korich with it?
Every night. Is it like...
You're supposed to have an egg at the Seder, the Ramah said,
right.
Remember, because of Tisha B'Av.
She has an egg every meal for an appetizer and then a korek with the matzah mara for Rosa. Is there like...
Really? I've never heard that.
It's not like a... She likes it.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's not...
Is there wrong with that?
No, I don't think so. You're worried about Baal Taisif? You're worried about Baal Taisif?
I'm talking about it's supposed to be a korek Pesach and you're doing the korek Pesach.
I don't think so.
Right, is it on Baal Taisif if you make a bracha on it?
No, you can't say a bracha on it.
I'm saying, so what, how would it be considered Baal Taisif?
It would be bracha levatala. No, it wouldn't be Baal Taisif.
Yeah.
Just a bracha levatala. Yeah. It's a nice thing that she does, I think. Yeah, okay.
I get a lot of hate for it.
All right, good. Okay.
So.
You give her a lot of hate, you said?
Yeah.
No, that's too severe.
Yeah.
Lashon of the hate is too severe. Okay. All right, let's go. That was number one. That was 16. Let's go, guys. 17. What is the machlokes of Ben Yonah Rosh Mechaber against Taisus Legavi Yain Betol Divrei Reb Chiya? Okay, this is hard, but get this. Let's get this. Oh, so the Chiddush is Lomaisin number 17. Okay, you with me? What Ben Yonah and the Rosh, and they want to say, okay, in the Mechaber is like this. Comes out. You guys with me?
Yeah.
The question is the following. Do we slug up Reb Chiya completely or not? You guys got to get this. What did Reb Chiya say? Reb Chiya said, pas, paters, everything. We slug that up. Do we slug up the second part of the statement, that yayin is poter komene mashkim? So Tosis learns in Maska yayin, we slug them up lock, stock, and barrel. Please get it. You got that? Tosis din Maska v'yayin. Is there a Tosis din Maska v'yayin? Yeah. What'd you say? What'd you say? Where are you? Yeah, exactly. But there's no Tosis on that, Lamaisa. Where are you reading from? Where are you reading from?
I'm sorry.
No, you're right, but there's no Dibra Maska there. Which Tosis are you in?
I'm on three Tosis from above Rebbe.
Yeah, Dibra Maska V'yayin. It's right there. Tosis says, there is a Tosis like that, correct. Tosis says that Rebbe is totally schlugged up. Please get it. Okay? Lock, stock, and barrel. Even the din of yayin. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh of Anira says, you're wrong. It's not true. He was not schlugged up like Gabi Yain. And Yain, the Halacha is like him. Yain is Potter, Komen, and Yashkin. Done. Please get that. See, you got it, Nate? Okay. That's number 17. 18. What's the Machlech of Ben Yon and Beis Yosef Neged the Rokeach? Now, this was tricky also. Please get this. The Rokeach is of the opinion. The Rokeach is of the opinion, let's get this, that Yayin only paters of Brach Achrona. You got that? You got to get this. Yayin only paters the Brach Achrona. I mean, when you say, our governor, Bria governor, paters bring the first on soda. Yes? The Rokeach. Rokeach and Simon Shinkov test. Yayin only paters from a Brach Achrona Bilvad. And that's against the Ben Yona and the Beis Yosef. Where the mashmos of all the poskim is, the Gemara compares yayin la pas, and just like pas patos bracha rishon bracha achrona, so too does yayin. You got that? No, the Gemara doesn't comment. The Gemara just says the Gemara equates the two together, and just like pas patos bracha rishon bracha achrona, yayin as well. That's the pasuk shot in the Gemara, but you don't have to learn the Gemara like that. Maybe yayin only patos from bracha achrona, not bracha rishon. Maybe you have to say shach on the sprite. According to the Rokeach, we don't hold like that. We hold like the Shulchan Aruch, but please get that. What number is that? 18. That was 18, 19.
What was the difference between
18
and
17? Big difference, Lamaisa. Is the whole din wiped away? The whole din, whatever he was talking about, Tais says. Whatever he was talking about, Yayin, which Poshim Shani was talking about both, right? Tais says, Leisa Chosakavasa. Remember we said that Tos really saws for himself? Remember we said that? Doesn't, yeah. Remember we said that which...
It's the same with Rabbi Yehuda, 17 as an 18.
Yes.
It's not Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's Rabbi Yehuda.
What do you mean the same? The same.
He's saying...
Yeah, Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda, Lamaisa, Lamaisa,
I thought we were looking for Rabbeinu Yehuda. Okay.
No, Lamaisa. The Rabbeinu Yehuda, Lamaisa, I mean, we paskin Lamaisa like both. But remember, I want you to get this down in your notes. Tosus contradicts himself, no? Because what is Tosis saying in Mem Aleph and Beis Masek of Yayin? Says we don't hold like Rav Huna by what Yayin? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We don't hold like him. But what did he say on the top of Mem Beis? The Shem Arir Rebbeinu Tam. He said that Yayin paters everything. Pater komini mashkin. That's against that. Remember we pointed out it's a steer in Tosis. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a steer in Tosis. Okay. I don't know. Lamaisa. Steer in the Tosis. Okay, where are we?
19.
That answer's number 19. No, that was 19.
18.
No, that was 18. 19. What's the Machlokes you're showing me? Pas, poter, maskim, tokasudu. This is also tricky. Please get this. Comes out, Lamaisa, the following. You ready? According to Tyson, the Rashba, we are not talking about Mashkin Shisosu Mesocha Suda. Those things are potter from a brachi without Brei Pirei Gafen, because the liquids are tufel to pass. According to Tyson and Rashba, what are we dealing with? You're drinking with Mashkin Chutz L'Suda. Because if you drink Mashkin Toch L'Suda, for sure pass potters. Yes? That's the sheet of Tyson the Rosh. You with me? The Machzor Vitri quotes from Shem Rashi that if you drink Shar Mashkim Misoch Asuda, you need a bracha on them. Amazing. You need a bracha on them. That's an amazing machloikis. According to the Machzor Vitri and Rashi, you drink other Mashkim Misoch Asuda, the bread will not take care of it. You need a bracha on it. Yes? So how does Reb Chiya, what is Reb Chiya talking about? What is Reb Chiya talking about? He's talking about Shote Yayim Mitoch Asuda. Even though pas doesn't pot to the Shar Mashkim, but nevertheless, Yayin does pot to them. That's the way he's going to have to learn. You got it? You just have bread and water and liquids, correct. So according to Master Vitri B'Shem Rashi, you need a Shahakal on those liquids. So how does he learn the Gemara? I'll tell you how he learns the Gemara. He learns the Gemara if he's talking about drinking wine betoch the Suda. Because even though pas doesn't pot to the Shar Mashkim, but wine does. But bread does not. Bread, taka, does not. That's smack against Taisus, smack against the Rashba, and smack against the way we paskin. We paskin, of course, bread covers the drinks. Nate, you got this? You got to get this. I want you to get this Master Vitri B'Shem Rashi. That bread does not pot to the drinks. We're talking about pas now. Does pas pot to mashkin? Yayin does.
Yeah.
Yayin does, Lomais. We pas it though. Yeah, pas does. But there's a sheet to the Master Vitri B'Shem Rashi says it does not. And it's totally how to learn the Gemara. According to Tyson and Rashi, we're talking about things that are drunk, betoch
asudin. So clear teaching through Master Vitri that the bread doesn't pot the drinks. You have to say an
Ashenberger doesn't pot the drinks. According to Master Vitri, what Reb Chiya is coming to say is that when you drink wine, the Tavsuda, that pot is on the Sprite, even though there was no bread. Okay, that's goofy what it's saying. But Yayin only does it. Bread does not. You got that? Okay, that answers which one? 19, 20. What is the Mahalakhu said that got Bekriyas Yayin and Thor Shark Mashka? Get this. The Rashba has a stunning Kiddush. The Rashba on Daf Mem Beis says to drink wine without a Kriyas, pot does nothing. The whole din of Yayin, Patrin, and Sharmask is only when you drink the Yayin Bekvias. That's what the Chayadim says. They're the only Patrin Sharmask when you're Kovei yourself to drink. Now, Shitas of the Mordechai is the same. If you have the Girsa O.
And the second
Girsa. Yeah, remember we said the O, excellent. But the Sharatzian said the Pasis of the words of the Mordechai of the Girsa Daha, that even if you're not Kovei Atzma Lishtos, the Yayin Patrin, the Bracha, and Shahako on the Sprite. No problem, as long as it was in front of you, b'shas bracha. If it wasn't in front of you, the Sprite, then it wouldn't pop to you. Okay? And he also said the Rashba might admit to this as well, that maskim that were in front of you, b'shas the bracha, might be putter, even if you were not kovei yourself to drink. So what started off being such a big machlaikis, right, the Sharatzian really chisels it down and says that the Mordechai will say, even when it's not kovei atzma, potters you, but that's only if the stuff was what was there before, or was there at the time you said the bracha. And it could be the Rashba might even say the same thing. I always thought the Rashba said only for kovei atzma. Maybe not. Maybe as long as it's there when you drank the wine, even not kovei yourself the wine, it would potter. You got that? Okay.
Is it the same thing? Like if you're at someone else's house and you don't know what's coming out, then you assume that everything's covered by the pas? Is that the same by
yes, the pas? Yes. We paskin, passing the iron pot is the brachos. We assume it was going to come out. I mean, oh, he wasn't there?
The Sprite wasn't there.
The Sprite wasn't there, you mean? I don't know. According to this Shartzian, maybe it wouldn't work. It's a bit of a chiddush, no? But you didn't know Sprite was coming out.
Is there a difference between if it's your house and if it's someone else's house?
Yeah, because you know it's coming out. You know what you're going to bring it out. But I would imagine, I would agree with you, that if you were at someone else's, you didn't know a Sprite was coming out. I don't know if you, I think I mentioned that to you guys. I don't like the lashon or something, but you know, it sometimes only fits annoying. You ever been at someone's house or so there's no drinks on the table? No, you never been like that? You guys are tzaddikim. I'm not, Lamais. It's very annoying. You want to always have drinks on the table. Water, juice, soda, no? It's part of Achnasas Orchim, no? You don't think anything's coming out. So I think Lomais would be a problem. You would need Shahako on the Sprite.
Is that what
if you're someone else's house, yes.
Is But you know it's coming out.
You don't. I'm saying you don't know. If you're at someone else's house, you don't know what's coming out.
You don't know what's coming out.
You don't know if anything's coming out, right?
You just have das and ten. Don't we just say you have das to be covered on the foods you're going to eat?
Yeah, that's what we assume. But I'm saying, let's say you had no das. That's what he's asking me. And you didn't know nothing was coming out. You didn't have it in mind.
No, meaning at the time of Kiddush Rabbah, there are no drinks out. Like, no drinks out. So I feel like you can assume that they'll
bring. Yeah, I would imagine you can assume that they're going to bring something out. But let's say they had something out already that you don't want to drink. And you're hoping for something else. Okay? All right. Poshup Shad, it's been a stamp you have in mind that you'd see everything. I guess you're dealing with such a person that doesn't leave out a lot of drinks. Then it's very possible that it might need, maybe. Okay, no, you don't want to be rude, but sometimes you got to ask for the drink. Okay, ready?
So, Rebbe, would everyone agree? Let's say someone comes late on the meal; they're not part of the meal, and they bring a drink. So then, even though the host doesn't know that,
Were they there for Brei Pri Hagafen?
No, someone comes like in the middle of the meal for like, no one
doesn't cover it.
So. Everyone would agree across the board. Everyone
yeah, I don't know. Maybe brachos savik brachos lahakol like you have minastam like Shmuel saying anyone who brings a drink. Usually we assume you're not going to say a bracha. Usually we're assuming.
But in a case where no one knows what the drink is going to come.
Yeah, and you don't know. Then maybe, but we're very hesitant with saying that bracha. We're hesitant with it. Remember, I told you the difference between the Makadish and everyone else. The Makadish said Brei Pri Hagafen, so he needs to what. He doesn't need to say shock on the Sprite, but other guys that drink the Sprite at a Kiddush, like at the Kiddush we had yesterday, who do you think got the soda? Who do you think got the soda for our Kiddush in the shul? Who do you think got it? Yours truly. Yours truly, Lomaisa. Yours truly. So I said Brei Pri Hagafen on a Kiddush, I want to drink some of the Sprite, I don't need a shaka. But other guys that were here to say Kiddush with me, they didn't say Brei Pri Hagafen. Right?
What about if they had
therefore, they need to say a shaka on their Sprite. You follow me?
What if they had some of the wine?
That's a good question. If they had some of the wine, if they had some of the wine, maybe they don't need. But if they didn't have the wine, they're going to need to say a shaka. Now, why am I telling you this? I shouldn't tell you that. It's puffing. What's the word puffing? You know what puffing means? Never heard of that word puffing? You want to get credit for what you did. Why am I telling you this? I don't know why I'm telling you this, Lomites. Okay? My wife gives me mussar. It's puffing. Just do the thing without it. Shut up. I mean, you know what I mean? You don't have to say the lashon, but be quiet about it, right? Just do the chesed, right? Okay, Vaita. She's right. She's right. I'm wrong. Okay, Vaita. All right. Where are we at now? 19? 20. I know I told you because I'm 20. That's, or up to 21. Let's go, guys. Late. Right. 21. What does Tosis ask on Dirah's Hilkasa Bakusha Rishona Sharashi? Let's go. Here we go, guys. Rashi says that Dvarma Boy Maksud is avocado dip, right? Guacamole. Tosis says it's a Mishnah. You don't need a Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah. Memdal, it's such a good feeling. We learned it, right? Memdal Manav, it's enough in the Mishnah. What's your Chiddush? It's a great Kasha. Very straight up Kasha. You know, you need Rav Papa to tell me what the Mishnah says? That's 21. 22, give 3 terutzim. Wow. To answer up Rashi. We had 6. Not just 5, but 6. Wow. Here we go. Number 1. You with me? Number 1, then it's it. I'm going to put this on, Blinetta. Put the asterisk. Number 1.
What?
Rashi says, he's referring to things that is the derech darkum. Avocado dip to put on pas. Rashi is being mechadesh. If you put these types of things, Rav Papa's mechadesh are potter from a bracha. Even if you don't use them, it's a pas. Let's say you eat this peanut butter out of the spoon, like Nate said. That was the example we gave. Remember, I got a sandwich ready for me in the car. Peanut butter and jelly. No, not jelly. Just peanut butter. I got it ready for me, but that's on bread. I didn't have enough because I wanted to get in quick. I had to carry everything, so I got to get it. But you got it. Number one is if you don't eat it, Rapapa's saying even if I eat the peanut butter in a spoon, not on the bread, I'm potter. Fine. Number one. Number two, the Orachama says I might have thought that the pas doesn't potter the tuffle, but only on things that come to satiate you. You know, like the pots itself, they fill you up, you know? But mine peris that are coming lahana and not muzzled, maybe I would think they're not tough for lapas. Rabbapa says, even peris are potter. And that's what Rashi says, kol midi. He'll call kol midi, bein muzzled, bein peris. Shavin lafnas mas. I don't know, you put melon on the fruit, on the bread. That's really not considered to be something that is lamazon. I don't care. As long as the lav is a pas, I have a sweeping definition of the lav is a pas. It's not limited to things that are what? That are lamazon. Even lahana, it's good as well. And that's where pup is being mechadish.
Was it the
or hachama? That's the second answer. And number three, the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina. Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina said, we were dealing with a situation where the food was eaten together with the pas, and it's tuffle to the pas, and Rav Papa, and he doesn't need a bracha, and Rav Papa is being mechadish that the food is a michael that is tuffle to the pas. Rav Papa is talking about the food is a michael that is tuffle to the pas. That if you continue to eat it b'toch asuda, it's potter even when the bread is done. You love the guacamole so much, you're eating in the middle of the meal after the pasta is already done. You still don't need a bracha. Okay? Those are the three terutzim. The answer is 22. 23. Give three other terutzim, which make it six in total. This kasha that Taz asking Rashi is really asking other Rishonim too as well. That say like Rashi. Okay? So I want you to get it. And it comes out like this. Number four, which is the Balamor. He says someone might have thought the Mishnah is talking about a case where the stuff was in front of you when you said the bracha on the pas, namely the peanut butter. But if the peanut butter came after you said a motzi, then I would think maybe you're not potter. Kamash Mwan, Rav Papa says you're potter, even if it wasn't there b'shas ha-bracha, even if you didn't have it in mind. But peanut butter is such that it's such a condiment for bread and it's like doesn't have to be in front of you. It's self-understood. Extra crunchy. Okay? Oh, you know, I got the food multi as long as we're talking extended stories, which is really Bittel's mind. But I will tell you, I got the wrong peanut butter on Motzi, and I went back to the store. No sugar added, I got. My wife said, I can't believe this, that I got no sugar added peanut butter. She said, it's awful. So I went back to the store, and I switched it. Baruch Hashem. They were up to, they do a tremendous thing to ShopRite and Psaic. They stay open to 1 a.m. on Motzi Pesach. Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
They're very, very nice. Okay.
Carvel
Cinema,
too.
Carvel?
Carvel stay open extra 3 hours.
Really? We're in Teaneck? Amazing. Did you get a Carvel lunch, Nate?
I did.
Oh, wow. Those things will fill you up for 6 days. You don't need to eat after, no? They're like 50,000 calories, no?
Cinnabon.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. What's Cinnabon? Oh, it's in the American Dream?
No, it's in Carvel.
Oh, what do you mean? They have rolls there? They have Mazinus rolls?
It's a cinnamon roll with like icing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a Carvel.
That's under the Chafke? Yeah, I didn't know.
It's
you mean it's like a Mazinus, you mean?
I'm
not aware of that. Really, in Carvel?
Yeah, it's like bread, yeah.
I didn't know that at all. Wow. Interesting. Okay, let's go number five, Terrence. Okay, we're all hungry. Okay, number five, yeah? Let's go number five. The Rashba says that even though there's no chiddush in this din of Dvarim Aboyim Toch Asuda, Rav Papa said he just wanted to open up the din in order to open the door to talk about Dvarim Aboyim Shalom Achmas Asuda and Dvarim Aboyim La'achar Asuda. Okay, that answer was the Rashba. There is no chiddush in Rav Papa. He's just repeating the Mishnah, but he wanted to give a sure call, so he opened that topic. And then number six is the Rashba. There is a bit of a chiddush. Because it wasn't for Rav Papa. Would you say? Yes. It's two terutzim from Rashba. The last one is, second terutzim from Rashba is a six in total, is a bit of a chiddush. Because if we just had the Mishnah, I would have thought that it's only things that are eaten with bread, normally, or eaten with bread, like peanut butter, jelly, guacamole. Rav Papa's being mechadish, you know, even things that's not the derech to eat with bread. But if you place them on the bread like a condiment, they become a tafel. Correct. That's the chiddush of Rav Papa. Yeah, we said it's a little bit different than it. We did ask that at that time. Very good, the Shmuel. We did ask that at that time. It is a little bit different than the Netziv, because the Netziv said, Lamaisa, that this sug of things, pater from the brach, even if they're not malafit, it's a pas, Lamaisa. Even if it's very similar. Yeah, at that time we did ask that. It really is a very similar answer.
There's got to be enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a slight difference in saying that in the last answer you're using them lafzapas, even though it's not the derech lafzapas. In the Tziv's answer is that even if you're not af aim alaftim bahem is a pas, this sug lamaisa. Afimain malaftim behem is a pas. The pas is the bracha. Notice the kavan is darchem the love of lots of pas. Papa's mechad is sug dvarmel kilu p'turim bracha. Afimain malaftim is a pas. In other words, it is a little different. We said because the Netziv saying this food is known in the stores and the food market as being malaftim pas. Even if I don't use them as a malaftim pas, I don't know. Let's say I present it in a way that guacamole is like separate from the bread. Things of that sort. I don't care. Since the derech is a guacamole is malav zabas, then it will still be. So it is a little different, okay? It is a little different. You follow what I'm saying? There's a last answer saying even things that are not the derech can be used. There are things that are used as the derech, even if you don't use them as that, they're always zapped as malav. So there is a difference. Excellent. That's 23, 24. What was the kashan to the maskal hilkasa for the din potras of our paris? Okay, Tosos asked Akasha, Rashi says, what did Rashi define as Dyson, Trodim, and other Tafshilin, entrees? What did Rashi say? That a corner of Papa, you need a Brach Lifneim, yes? Remember Rashi said those entrees are things that require a Brach Lifneim? Tosos said that's nuts. It's against the Mishnah we learn on Membeis. Baruch HaPas Poptus of our Paris. That's a bomb Kasha. Pater's even a Maisa Kedera. If Pas, Pater's a Maisa Kedera. How could Rashi say that Pas doesn't pass with this what? This Tafsa from Brach Rishonim. That was Tosis Kasha, 24. 25. Give two Terutsim to Rashi. You got it? Nate, are you with me? Yes? What are the two Terutsim? Number one, the Sefer HaShlomo says that the Mishnah is talking about Parperis and Maisa Kedera that are in front of you, Bishas Bracha when you said Amotzi. Rav Papa's talking about when they're not in front of you. They came after the Brach of Amotzi. Please get that. You got that? Yes, Nate.
Why did we skip the second question, Tosfos?
We're going to get to it. That's the end. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. That was the last one, 29-3, okay? The Machzor Vitri gives the same answer. Rav Papa's talking about things that are not on the table, but Shasa Bracha. The Mishnah's talking about things that are on the table, okay? That's number one answer. Number two answer is the Merumbe Soda. What's the Merumbe Soda say? That Birkas Apas Patras Maisa Kedera only when you have Kavana to Patra it. It's not Patra Midin Varma Boy Machmas Suda. It's only because you have Kavana. Just like Bray Priyadama, Patras Bray Priyates if you have Kavana. Yes? So in other words, don't ask me Akasha. The Tziv says that Mishnah is only talking about where you have Kavana, Lamaisa. So I'm talking about, yeah, come on. If you don't have kavanah, it doesn't pot to you. Okay? Doesn't pot to you. Bracha, you got me, Nate? Possibly, possibly, this one wouldn't answer kavanah. He had no kavanah, so that's why you need a bracha. Fine. That answer 25. 26. What was the shakl of the tari like Abi Ben Zoma? Here we go. What's the shakl of the tari like Abi Ben Zoma? They asked Ben Zoma. Shalu is Ben Zoma to be Spedish. Why are Dvarim Bachmas Asuda B'soch Asuda don't require a Bracha L'Fnei L'Achreim? He didn't bat an eyelash. He says, because Pas potters them. So they asked the Makasha, let Yayin also, why does Pas not potter Yayin? Yayin, shiny Yayin, the Gurim Bracha L'Atzmo. That's why Amotzi doesn't potter Bray Priya Guffin. Bray Priya Guffin gets its own Bracha. That's 26. That was a Shakla Tana. Number 7, who was Ben Zoma? He was a holy Tana. That was one of the four Tanaim that went to Pardes in Chagigi, Dalam, and Beis. And he was Olu Rekiah through a shame. They said, Shem Hashem. What happened to him in the end? He became a shaita, Rachman al Islam. He became a shaita because he was Hitzis Latzara, Shechina v'nifkin. Rebbe Kiv was Nicholas B'Shalom, Yatsu B'Shalom. Rebbe Elisha ben Avuya became an apikiris. And Ben Azai died. Rashi says that Ben Zoma and his Chavir Ben Azai did not reach the age of Smicha. They were Gedolei Olam, but they weren't. They were known like them. They knew everything, but they weren't the level of Smicha yet. The Bar Tanur says that's why they weren't called Rebbe Zoma, Rebbe Ben Azai. That's what he says. He didn't live a long life in Zoma Rachman Sanz. That's why he didn't get the Smicha. That's why he's called Hashem Aviv. That was a minig when he had a bachur, was a gadol, he didn't yet smicha. They call him Hashem Aviyim. That's what the Sefer Yuchsin says. Problem is that if you look on Davav and Aleph, remember the Avos Harosh Esses Kasha? Says there Reb Shimon Ben Aza. Look on Vav and Aleph. Doesn't it say Reb Shimon Ben Aza? That's a Kasha. Well, sometimes it does say Reb Shimon Ben Aza. Sometimes it does say Reb Shimon Ben Zoma. What does he say over there? Involvement in Bays on the bottom. Isn't it involvement Bays? Remember we looked it up?
Yes, right here.
What does it say?
Bomber lover of Shimon Ben Zoma.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What does he say?
Shimon Ben Azai, Bomber lover of Shimon Ben Zoma.
Yeah, what do they say over there? The what? No, the world was created for who? We did that. Created for who? That are Yirah Shamayim, no?
Yeah,
they're created for Letzavos. Letzavos means for guys together, to get together. Letzavos, no? Letzavos means like a staff, to make a staff, like a camp staff. Letzavos, together, to work together, right? Okay, let's close with the following, okay? 28. Oh, what are the Arab Shatim? Let's close with that. Let's close with that. Ben Zoma was a big tzaddik, don't you know? These would be tzaddikim, l'maisa. This speaks about the greatness of Yekivu, Yachdos Shalom. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Let's finish up tomorrow. We have a whole Seder tomorrow, long Seder. We got to keep Chazara. Proud of you guys.